I'm Kathleen McGrath, and this is Video 3 of the Create a Picture video in Visual Basic video tutorial. If you haven't seen the first two videos, consider watching those before you watch this one. In this video, you'll learn how to rename controls, add event handlers, and add dialog box components to a form. When you refer to a control programmatically, you use the control's name, so it's helpful to give them meaningful names rather than keeping the default names they received when they were created. For example, Visual Studio automatically named the button controls Button 1, Button 2, and so on. It's helpful to rename them in a way that indicates their functionality. So I'll click the button I want to rename, and then find the Name property in the Properties window. I'm going to call this one Close Button, with no space in between the two words. If I were to add a space, Visual Studio would display an error message. And I'll rename the other buttons as well. I'll call this one Background Button, and this one Clear Button, and then this one Show Button. I can verify that the names have changed by clicking this drop-down arrow, and as you can see, it lists all of the names of the objects. I'm going to leave the other control names as they are because there's no good reason to change them. For example, there's only one checkbox, and so I won't have any trouble keeping track of that name and code. Now I want to start adding the code that will run when the user clicks the buttons on the form. To do that, I'll add methods called event handlers. They're called event handlers because the program runs them whenever an event, like a user clicking a button or selecting a checkbox, happens. When you double-click a control in the IDE, it automatically adds a default event handler method for the control. I'll double-click the Show a Picture button. The IDE opens a new tab in the main window called the Form1.vb tab and creates an event handler called ShowButton_click. Note that in the print version, the code is simplified and this text in parentheses has been removed. The program will work either way, but I'll just leave it there. This event handler is where you write the code that runs when the Show a Picture button is clicked. Now I'm going to go back to the Designer tab and double-click another button to add an event handler for it. I'll repeat this process for all four buttons. And I'll do the same for the checkbox to add an event handler called checkbox1_checkedChanged. This event handler gets called whenever a user selects or clears the checkbox. Now I have five event handlers in my code. After you add an event handler for a control, you can return to it at any time from the Windows Form Designer by double-clicking the control. Notice the names of the event handlers. When you add an event handler by double-clicking the control, it uses the control's name and the default event handler for that control. For example, the click event for a button named ShowButton is called ShowButton_click. The control also has other events, and you can create event handlers for those events as well. I'll cover that in a later video. Now I can add some functionality for the Show a Picture and Set the Background Color buttons. When the user clicks the Show a Picture button, an Open File dialog box will open. When a user clicks Set the Background Color, a dialog box that enables the user to choose a color will open. To enable this functionality, I'm going to add an Open File Dialog component and a Color Dialog component to the form. Rather than having to create my own dialog boxes, I can reuse the existing functionality of these components. A component is like a control in some ways. You use the toolbox to add the component to your form, and you set its properties by using the Properties window. But unlike a control, a component is invisible on the form. It provides certain behaviors that you can trigger with code. First, I'm going to open the Dialogs group in the toolbox. This group has many useful dialog boxes that you can use. I'm going to add an Open File Dialog component to the form by double-clicking it. Then I'll add a Color Dialog component. Notice that nothing's added to the form, but you can see the components here in the bottom of the Windows Form Designer. The Open File dialog box is used in a lot of applications. Let's take a look at the Open File dialog box in another application to demonstrate what I want to accomplish. I'll open Paint, and then look at what happens when I click Open on the File menu. See how this list enables me to filter the types of files that I'm looking for? This is what I want to set up in the Picture Viewer application. To do this, I'll set the filter property for the Open File dialog component. I'll click the Open File dialog so that I can set some properties. The filter property requires a fairly complicated property setting. Here's what it looks like. You can see that this enables filters for various image types, including JPEG, PNG, and bitmap. It also adds another filter to show all files. You can take a look at the print version of this video in the MSDN website if you want to copy and paste this property value. The print version of this video is titled Step 7, Add Dialog Components to Your Form. I have the property setting in my clipboard, so I'm just going to paste it in. I also want to set the title property of the dialog to Select a Picture File. Notice how the title and filter properties are bold in the properties window. The IDE does this to show you any properties that have been changed from their default values. I'll conclude this video here and save the project so that I can continue working on it later. To continue creating this project, see the fourth video of this tutorial. In that video, you'll start writing code.